Hey, today's daf is daf dalad. So we got to the last few lines, the last four lines of Gimel and Beis, the second word on the line. The first word is b'shem. We got to ve'ema. So we were discussing yesterday about the lav of a person who's mekalel b'shem Hashem, using Hashem's name to curse someone. So we explained the pasuk that told us the source for this. And the Gemara now is challenging this pasuk. Maybe the pasuk could be referring to something else, not referring to the mekal b'shem, but maybe the ema. The Gemara asks, maybe lemoti shem shemayin levatala. A person just says Hashem's name out of context, levatala, not cursing anyone, just says a name. Maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to. That should result in malchus. So the Gemara says, mi gar mekal es chaveru b'shem mi moti shem shemayin levatala. Is it any worse? Meaning, if we're establishing that one gets malchus, that the pasuk of Vifla Hashem es makoscha is referring to a person who's motzi shem shemayim levatala, so then certainly a person uses the shem Hashem to curse someone as well, that would also result in malchus. So we're not gaining anything this way. Gemara says, no, I would have thought anan hachi kashel, and this is what I would have thought. Ema, motzi shem shemayim levatala, tiske le b'malchus. Perhaps if a person says Hashem's name in vain, that would be sufficient. See, malchus would be a sufficient punishment. Aval, I would have thought makal chaver b'shem, a much more serious aver. Not only are you saying Hashem's name in vain, but you're also cursing someone with Hashem's name. I would think kevin the kavatart, you're doing a double sin. You're using Hashem's name levatala, and you're cursing the kamapik shem shemayim levatala v'kmetzar lechaver. You're causing pain to someone else. Lo tiskele b'malchus. You wouldn't. It wouldn't be a sufficient punishment with malchus. And that's why I would have thought, and therefore we learn that the law, Gemara says law. Law matzah amrus. We couldn't suggest that the pasuk of v'hifla Hashem asmakoscha is referring to saying Hashem's name levatala. Because it says in the pasuk, d'chsiv lo sekalel cheresh, not to curse someone. So it's unclear exactly how this answers the question. So if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos explains to the top of Dalim and Aleph, halo matzah amrus, d'chsiv lo sekalel cheresh. Once we have this pasuk telling me that pasuk tells me that there's an azhara for cursing someone. So once we establish there's azhara, yeshlanu lahamid haikra. Now we should establish the pasuk of the onesh, that of the malchus, should also be b'makalel chavero tvei, more so than in the case of lahamid b'motzi shem shemayim levatala, because that delo ashicha be azhara b'mifureshes. There by motzi shem shemayim levatala, there is no azhara, but there is an azhara by makalel. So therefore, it makes sense that the case of malchus, the onesh is going on that which we already have a azhara, and that's how we explain the pasukim. So Gemara says, V'i Amris. Now there's some say Ibai's Ema, some say just an explanation. I think it makes more sense to say it's an explanation. V'i Amrit, if it says, Bishlamai Nishen Lakalil Es Chaveir Azhar Asameyacha, if you tell me that Malkos is going on when you curse someone, that's when you get the punishment because there's an Azhara, Dichsiv Los Tikal Cherish. But Eli Amrit Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, if you're going to tell me that the case of the Malkos is going on a person's motzi shem shemayim levatala, azharsa mehecha, where is there an azhara by being motzi shem levatala? So Gemara says, what do you mean? I have a mefurish azhara, alamala, why don't we have one? V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk clearly tell us, es Hashem elokecha tira v'osa savod, one should fear Hashem's name and properly serve it. So there's an azhara to use Hashem's name properly and not to say motzi shem shemayim levatala. So there's an azhara here. So maybe the malchus is going on this case of motzi shem shemayim levatala. And Gemara says, no, hahu azharas asehu, but it's not an azharas lav. And since it's not an azharas lav, that can't result in malchus, and therefore we're comfortable with our suggestion from yesterday, that again, that the pasuk of Hashem es makoscha is referring to mekalel b'shem, and that's a case where there are malchus.
Why can't you just get double malchus? What's wrong with it? You give your friend, you curse Hashem's name, and then you curse your friend. So we're saying, well, we said it should be worse.
No, we're trying to figure out what case is Malchus referring to. Is Malchus referring to Mikal Shem Hashem, or is it referring to Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala?
And I'm saying, why can't you get Malchus twice for two different things? Why does it have to be worse than
once you say Hashem Hashem Levatala, right. So that's Malchus. Right. So certainly there's going to be a case of Malchus as well in the case when a person's cursing Hashem's name.
Right, so we say no.
Not twice. We're to a question not whether once or twice, question whether it exists by Mekala or not. That's the question. So the Gemara then says, Hanich, we're quoting from the Gemara yesterday, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Amru, Afa Maktim Chuma, the Bikurum. So on yesterday's Gemara, we had three exceptions where even though we normally say lav she'ein b'maisa, there are no malchus. We had three exceptions. We had Temura, we had Shvuas Mekal Hashem, Mekal Chaveo B'Shem, and we had a case of Nishva, Shvua. And came along this fourth opinion that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, that even Makdim Chuma L'Bikurim, the way it works, the way you're supposed to do this, when you have your fruit, the first fruit of the season, the Shivas Aminim, once it begins to grow, you have that as Bikurim, and you bring it to the base of Migdash. After you take aside the Bikurim, then you separate Chuma. But here, if a person does Chuma before Bikurim, that would be a Lav Shem B'Maisa, and that would result in Malkos. That's another exception according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. So my time, what's the reasoning why? Where's the Lav for this case? The Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. So the Pasuk says, Amar Kra, Milei Oscha V'Dim'acha Lo Sa'acher, Milei Elu Bikurim, Dim'acha Zo Chuma, V'Amar Lo Sa'acher. So let's take this slowly. It says, Mleyascha v'dimacha lo sacha. Don't delay the order of Malaya and Dima. What's Malaya? What's Dima? So Malaya is referring to Bikurim. Why is Malaya referring to Bikurim? So if you look at Rashi, four medium wide lines down at the end of the line, the Gemara says, Rashi says, Eilu Bikurim. Ulahachi kari the Bikurim Malaya. Why do we call Bikurim Malaya? Mishum de la alter, immediately, shenis male atvua, when the tvua becomes complete and full, the nigma of melachta, and the melacha is complete, hukval bikurim. It now becomes the chiyav of bikurim, the moment the fruits become full. Now the problem with this, the Brisker Rav says, that's not true. The din of bikurim is, the moment you start seeing it grow, even very small, that's when you tie the red string around to tell you. And it's not. And you could even call it bikurim when it's still attached to the tree, when it's not full, and let it grow fully. So it's not really male ascha. So Brisker Rav proves from here that really, even though you could be meyache the bikurim and mafresh bikurim when it's very small, the kedushas bikurim isn't chal until actually it's malaya. So you could set it aside when it's beginning. Haschala, I'm not sure if you could change your mind. I don't think you can. I'm not sure if you can, but at least you could be meyache it, but there's no kedushas bikurim until it's actually malaya. That's what the Brisker Rav learned from this particular din. Either way, malayascha, malaya is referring to bikurim. What about Dimacha? How is Dimacha referring to Truma? So Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, Zu Truma, Ulafishi, Midames, Ve'ola, Be'ech, Rameya, Mapik Lekra, Belashon, Dimua. We know there are different measurements of how things get batal. So Bata Beshishim, Bata Barov, there's Bata Beshishim. Truma, it's not batal until 1 to 100. It's a different type of measurement. Dimua means a lashon of mixture. So more than 1 in 100, that's the issue of bitul by Truma. So that's why it's called Dimua. So Tosa says, that doesn't make any sense. The idea of a 1 to 100 is only a din derabanan when it comes to Chuma. Why the Pasuk being using a ratio of 1 to 100, which is only derabanan, to which Tosa says, if you look at Tosos, Divamascha Meliascha, halfway down he quotes from Varav Rabbeinu Moshe Mipon Toiza, Perish, Tilakach Karile Chuma. It's called Chuma Dema, the Fisha Noheges Bilachu. It's practicing by that which is lach. We know dema, dima is a tear. It implies something that's liquid, moisture. So truma is also on digancha, tiroshcha, vitarcha. Digancha is referring to the five grains. Tiroshcha and vitarcha referring to olive oil and wine, respectively. Even liquid is subject to truma. That's why it's called dema, as opposed to bikurim is only shayach when it comes to that which is yavesh, only the fruit itself, but not the extract of the fruit. Okay, either way, we see from the Pasuk that, again, the order is Meliascha v'dimacha. Meliascha is first Bikurim, Dimacha is Chumas afterwards, Lo Sa'achar, don't delay, don't do an opposite order. So this is the Lav according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Fine, so the Gemara now says Itmar. It says, Hiktim Chuma le Bikurim. Let's say a person does Mafresh, he is Mafresh Chuma prior to his Bikurim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina have a Machlokas. Chadamar loka, v'chadamar ena loka. One thing is you get malchus because it says lo sacher. And the other one felt that you don't get malchus. So why is that and who says what? So Gemara says, Tistain, let's conclude that the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chaninahu, damar loka, that one does get malchus for going out of order. Midamar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, when he says, when we had the list from yesterday's daf, he added, af, amakdim chuma lebikurim. He was the author behind that statement. And he said, this is a fourth exception where there are malchus, even though it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. So clearly, he's that one who's behind the statement that there is malchus. The problem with this, saying that's Rabbi Yossi Behud, Rabbi Chanina rather, we have another statement that says Rabbi Elazar holds this way. Adrabba, the opposite is the case. Tistayim, let's conclude, Rabbi Yossi, rather, Rabbi Elazar, who da'amar loka, he's the one who says malchus. Why? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Demai. You have two different baskets, basket A, basket B, both of which have tevel, fruits that have not yet been tithed. And the owner says, Ma'aser shel zu, bezu. So I want to have the ma'aser of this one for that one, and this one for that one. So now from one basket, basket A to basket B, and the basket B to basket A. That's what you're trying to suggest. So the din is, Harishonim useres shel zu, the Rishonis is good. And so what's going on? It's a little bit confusing here. But what happens is I have basket A and basket B. I want to do them separately. So first I want to say, okay, basket A, I want to exempt basket A by choosing from Meiser B some Meiser. So now let's say 10 fruit or Meiser from B, and now A is no longer Tevel. Now I want to do the opposite. I want to use Meiser from Meiser A to exempt Meiser B. Problem with that is once you're ready, you were separating Meiser A, it's no longer Tevel, it's not Shaykh anymore to use that for Meiser B. If I did it all together, I want to say both baskets together, I want to take Meiser, then that works. But to do it out of order, once I exempted Meiser A, basket A rather, by removing the Tevel, because I chose from basket B10, that which is Potter can be exempt that which is Chayib. So that doesn't work in the if doing out of order. So Bazoo Bazoo doesn't work, but if I do say, together, masroseim, that I want to do them both together, bevas achas, meiser kalkala, bechaverta, karas Hashem, then that actually does work, so I'm doing them together. I'm taking meiser on both A and B together, so then that works. But once I do it in piecemeal, that's the first half of the mission which says it doesn't work. So now, in the case where I say I'm trying to do it out of order, so I'm doing, when you take Meiser, we know there are two Meisers. The way it works in you separating Tevel, you first give Chuma to the Kohen, then you give Meiser Rishon to the Levi, and then Meiser Sheni goes to Yerushalayim. So when you're doing the Meiser, you're trying to do Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni at the same time. So in the first scenario of the Mishnah, where I first did basket A and then basket B, I wanted to take Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni both from basket A, prior to taking Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni from basket B. So up until now, we learned that you can't do Chuma and Bikurim out of order. But it also means you can't do anything out of order. You can't do Meiser Rishon before Chuma. You also can't do Meiser Sheni before Meiser Rishon. So when I'm attempting to exempt basket A entirely before doing basket B, in essence, I'm doing Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni of basket A before doing Meiser Rishon of basket B. Now that's doing out of order. It's Meiser Sheni before I'm completing all my Meiser Rishons. So on that, says Rabbi Elazar, Itmar, Rabbi Elazar, Amar, that Bibnei Shehikdim Meiser Sheni Sheba, Le Meiser Rishon Shebechaverta, since I was Makdim the Meiser Sheni of basket A, prior to do Meiser Rishon on basket B, the din is, he says, Loke, Mibnei Shehikdim Meiser Sheni Le Sheba, Le Meiser Rishon Shechaverta. You get Malkus in this case.
So the order applies to all your favorites.
Exactly. All the produce.
No matter how much you have, you first have to do Meiser Rishon and then Meiser Sheni.
Exactly right.
You can't do one by one and then
exactly.
Follow the order.
Exactly. Wow. So we see two different things. One is that
right.
It's order not only Bikurim and Chuma, it's Chuma, Meiser, Meiser, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, and it's also all your fruit. You can't compartmentalize that you only do this group, everything, and then that group. Secondly, as you said, it crows across all the board.
Of course, it refers only to those that are shy up to at this point.
That are that the Gemar Melachta.
Right.
If I have fruit in the field, which
and
is not chayv, exactly. But
it's,
once we say in a basket, basket implies it's already
and
complete.
That's it, right. Yeah.
So either way, we see that just like Rebbe Elazar says is Malkus for doing Meiser Sheni and Meiser Rishon out of order, he must also be behind the statement that doing Chuma prior to Bikurim also results in Malkus. Tis time. So let's conclude that Rebbe Elazar, in fact, is the one who says you get Malkus for going out of order. So now the problem is, Ella, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Damar Ein Aloka. He's the one who says, you don't get Malkus for doing Chuma before Bikurim. Le Makasha, but we said in yesterday's daf, to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, other Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, because he's the one who says this is the fourth exception where even though it's a lav, Shein B'maisa, that there is Malkus for doing Chuma prior to Bikurim. And the wife says, no. Yesterday's Gemara was wrong. It presented the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina incorrectly. Really, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, apturakai. He's adding on to examples that are still pater. Meaning what? Hachikamar. Lav shema maisa in lokana lav. You don't get malchus for lav shema maisa. And on top of that, I'll give you an example. Comes along, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, amru, af ha-maktim chumal bikurim, is also an example where there are no malchus. Now, we felt the need to say this because Rabbi Elazar thinks you do get malchus in this case, so he wanted to be very clear that no, this is another case where there are no malchus. It was adding on to the list of that which is pater of lav shema maisa. Gemara now says, Maishna, what's the difference when it comes to Meimar Delaki? When it comes to Temura, one gets Malkos even though it's a lav Shema Maisa.
Sorry, but there are thousands of cases that is Eimar.
So a thousand of what?
Cases. No, because I said
because there is the sheet of Reb Elazar. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He comes to say that the Tanakama doesn't.
Exactly, right. That's why he felt the need to come out of the way. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Maishna Meimar Delaki, how come Temura gets Malkos? Mishum dibi diburo asa maisa, because we acknowledge that the speech as being a maisa, an action itself. Maktim chuma libikurum nami loka. So a person calls, he declares this chuma. Right, declaring chuma is not a maisa. You say with dibur, even b'machshava is sufficient to declare something chuma. So I also, when I maktim chuma to my bikurim, I should also nami loka mishum dibi diburo asa maisa. Shouldn't I view my speech as a maisa also? Why is Timur's speech a maisa, but not the makdim chuma is not a maisa? So Amar Rabbi Abin a shiny hasam. There is different because it's a lava shenitek la sehu. Because even though there's a lava by the chuma bikurim, there's an asay to fix it. Dichsev mikol manosechem tarimo, that even though you're mafresh things out of order, you could still be mafresh the fix it by mafresh bikurim afterwards, or if you're mafresh maizah first, you can mafresh chuma afterwards, and you could still fix it after the fact. Now, Rashi does point out here, even though the asay and lav are very far away from each other, normally in the pasuk, the asay immediately follows the lav. In this case, it's not the case. The lav and asay are distant from each other. That being said, he still thinks this, the Gemara still assumes that this is considered a lav hanitek la asay. So then the Gemara says, the psukim, usually they're next to each other in the pasuk. Here it's not, despite that fact, it still qualifies as a lav. Not in terms of timing, but in terms of psukim. So then the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Dimi v'kamer lo l'shmaisa, once Rav Dimi was sitting and learning the sugya, and Amar Le Abaye said, v'chol lav shenitek la'asei l'lake, is that really true? Every time there's a lav, and there's a say afterwards to fix it, you don't get malchus, is that really a klal? V'ha meimar isn't tmura case, the lav, it's a lav to do so, because it says in the pasuk, lo yachlifenu lo yamiroso. And there's a lav, it's a nitek la'asei, there's a way to fix it, because it says, haya tmuraso yekodesh. So isn't that asay after a lav? And yet you're lucky, the tanan lo sha'adam rashai lahamir, now you're allowed to, elashim heimir mumar, v'sofek is harbam. So you get malchus, even though it's a lav and nitek la'asei. Now, I know you're bothered by what's the nitek la'asei here, what's being fixed. I mean, I understand by noser being left out, there's a lav I burn it the next day. I understand by doing ma'aser before chuma, I fix it by doing chuma. But I did a lav of tmura, what's being fixed here? So the Brisker Rav explains here is as follows. The lav of tmura is a machlokas, what is exactly is a lav? Is a lav that I'm being matvis to a new animal? Or is a lav that I'm trying to remove kedusha from the original animal? So the Brisker Rav proves from this Gemara, it must be that you're trying to remove kedusha from the first animal, and the assay is that no, the first animal still remains kadosh. The lav is lo yachli fenev lo yamiro, so don't remove the kedusha. But if you attempt to, you could fix it by maintaining that the first animal still is going to be kadosh. It's going to be kadosh. And that's how it's a lav, which is nitek la'asei. But once we establish, make that assumption that in fact it is a lav of nitek la'asei, there's malchus here. So we see that not every lav, which is nitek la'asei, doesn't have malchus. This is a great example where there are malchus in this particular case of Temura. Mara says, no, the case of Temura is a different case. It's not a classical case of lav and nitek la'asei. Why? What's different about it? Havale tre lave v'chad la'asei. There are two lavim here, because it says, lo yachli fenu v'lo yomiro so, v'lo ase chad ase v'akar tre lave. One ase can knock off one lav, but one ase cannot knock off two lavim. So einachanami, one ase and one lav, they neutralize each other, but there's still one lav left remaining, left standing, and that's why there are malchus in the case of Temura, even though it is a lav and nitek la'asei. Now, this is how it's done. There's a Tosa asks a question at the beginning of the Masech, and that Beis and Aleph. He wants to know how come there are not 80 malchus when it comes to Temura. If there really are, in fact, two different lavans, shouldn't there be 80 of them? So he writes this. If you want to turn back quickly, he says, Sofek is Arbaim, the three lines down, he says, Vim Tomar, Amai Lo Tani Shmonim. Why are there not 80? This Beis Amun Aleph, Tosos. Beis Amun Aleph, yes. Sofek is Arbaim, the second Tosos, three lines down. He says, Sofek is Arbaim, the Mishnah says. You get 40 lashes for violating Temura. Vim tomar amai lo tani shmonim. Shouldn't there be 80? To haksiv lo yachlifenev lo yomir oso. Yeshlomar delo nachas leinin leminimalkos elakomer delo akila. You're right, there should be 80. The Gemara wasn't, Mishnah wasn't interested in teaching you how many malkos, but there are malkos. But anytime there should be 80 of them. The Yode Shlomar, the Liolam Lolaki Ella Arbam. Really, it means Dafka 40. The Tre Lavi Tziche, Chad Vekarbon, Shalom Vechad Bishel Chavero. The Kigon Amar Kol Harot Lahamir Yavi Viyamir. One is to tell me, one lav is to tell me on the carbon, his carbon, and one is a lav on the next one. But they're really, each one is going to be a separate lav. There will be 80 of them, but one's for the initial one, his own carbon, and one's for even his friend who does it as well. But each individual only gets 40 malchus. That's how Tosus answers this problem.
So can you repeat the Rizka Rav's explanation of why this case of
Davanika?
He says that
was... Yeah, I'll get back to it. I'm going to first get to this one answer, then I'll get back to explain it. So that this is Tosus' two answers. The third answer that is suggested is that the reason why there are only 40 malchus, not 80 malchus, is because the assay knocks out one lav, as we just said here, because there's a lav nitik lasei, and there's only one lav standing, that's why there are only 40 malkos. So this is the third explanation. So now go back to the Brisker Rav to explain why this is considered a lav nitik lasei, is because the lav of tmura is that a person's trying to remove the kedusha from the initial animal. That's the iser.
And the assay itself is what, that he keeps the old, the original behema
as kadosh. Exactly.
And he actually brings it, like once he brings it to it for a korban, that's the assay. That's the assay that it's taking away.
Or it could be simply just treating it as kadosh. Right. I'm not sure what point. You have to look into it further. But something along those lines, exactly. So then the Gemara says, but we really are holding on to that din. If a lav nitik lasei does not get malchus. So Gemara says, is that really true? The hare ones de lav, de chal lav chalasei. So by a case of onus, a person who's ma'anis, a woman, so the pasuk tells us, lo siya l'isha tachas ha-she'ina, he raped a girl, he has to remain married, lo yuchal l'shalcha koyama, the pasuk says he can't divorce her. So there's a lav of not divorcing her, and there's an assay of marrying her. So this is a lav, if you divorce her, you have to remarry her, it's a lav, anitek l'assay. So hare ones t'chal lav, v'chal assay, v'lo asi chal assay, v'akar lav. But the assay does not uproot the lav. We're going to see an example where there are, in fact, Malkos by the case of Ones. The sign of the Brisa tells us that Ones, a person who's Ones, a man is a girl, and then he gets married and then is gerish and divorces her, im Yisrael who if he's Yisrael, so machzer vein alok, he just remarries her, v'lo tiel isha, and everything's fine. But if he's a Kohen, Kohen who, so we know a Kohen can't marry a Grusha, even his own Grusha can't marry, so if a Kohen divorces her, so then he gets Malkos, he does get loke, vein machzer, and he can't remarry her. So we see this is an example of lav nitek laasei, that lav nitek laasei does result in malchus. That's a very strange question because the answer, of course, is we'll see in Tosfos in a second. But we see this case a lav of los. Is it raining outside? Or is it still? this roof is awful. Lav nitek laasei is a lav distraction.
It's also very dangerous because if there's water in the lamp, can get connection.
I assume they're closed. I don't know. I should turn the lights off.
So the question is basically that if he does the nitak be'aseh, he's not malk.
Exactly. But in this case, the kohen's not allowed to do it because he's not like they're married.
So the kohen is not lav nitak be'aseh.
But right now we're assuming since this is by a category of a lav nitak be'aseh, and yet we see it result in malkus by the kohen, so it's not a cloud across the board, which the Gemara says no, the case of a kohen's different. Kohanim Kamer, as you're talking about a Kohen, Kohanim Taim Acharinu, it's a different reason for the Kohanim why they get Malkos. Why? The Rabbi Rachmana Kedushi Yisera. So what do you mean Rabbi Rachmana Kedushi Yisera? So there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosus here. Rashi says, well just look at Tosus because he quotes both opinions. Tosus, Dibra Maskel Kohanim. Tosus says, Kohanim Kamer's Shiny Kohanim, the Rabbi Rachmani Ben Kedushi Yisera. Perish Rashi. Why do they get Malkos? They get Malkos because they're Machmir by the Kohanim. In other words, really it's a lav nitek laasei. And the Kohen really shouldn't get Malkos. Even though he's not allowed to get remarried to her, he shouldn't get Malkos. Because a lav nitek laasei is as a category doesn't get Malkos. But simply because there's more Kedusha, more Chumash by Kohen, we give him an added punishment for being a Kohen. Tosus says that doesn't make any sense. Alone Nihira. the reperish, Kevin Shaasar Kasav Grusha Lagabai, since a Kohen can marry her, that marry him, Eino Nite Kalav Lasei. There's no assay available to him. He's not allowed to remarry her, and all that's left is a lav. That's why he's getting Malkos. Not because of the special Kedusha of the Kohen we give Malkos even when there shouldn't really be Malkos. No, there's no assay there. So it's simply a lav, and that's why he's getting Malkos. So that's a very interesting machlokus between Rashi and Tosfos. Vayitin the Gemara now. The Gemara says, this whole discussion about lav, shein b'maisa, whether it results in Malkos or doesn't result in Malkos, is really, in fact, a Tanai. It's really Machlokas Tanai. Gemara explains that we see this many places throughout Shas. It says by the case of Nosar, if a carbon's left overnight, you have to burn it. So it says, v'lo so siru menu ad boker, you shouldn't leave the carbon, you should eat all the animal, all the parts overnight, but if you leave it over, if you violate the lav and leave it the next morning, ha-nosar mi menu ad boker, you should be'esh tisrofu, you should burn it. So, ba'akasav liten asay acher lo sasay. The Torah gives us an asay of burning it to fix the lav of leaving it overnight. Lomar to tell me, she'ain lokin lav, you don't get malchus for a lav nitik lasay. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So, it's all about a lav nitik lasay. Comes along Rabbi Yaakov, Omar, lo me'ashem uzay. That's not the reason. Meaning, I agree to Rabbi Yehuda, there are no malchus in the case of Nosar. But not because it's a lav nitik lasay, ella, mishim to have a lav shem b'maisa, v'cholav shem b'maisa, lo ain lokin lav. Because you just let it sit out. Letting sitting out is passive, and a passive act doesn't result in malchus. So Mechlal, that implies, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, Savar Shalokinlov, he thinks that you would get Malkos on a Lava Nitik Lasei. So there's a fundamental Machlokas here, where the Lava Nitik Lasei results in Malkos or not. Now this particular case doesn't have Nosar, simply because there's another technical problem, it's a Ein B'maisa, but had there been a case where it's a Lava Sheish B'maisa, even though it's Nitik Lasei, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that there would be Malkos. So now just in describing this particular mitzvah, the Gemara wants to know, according to Rabbi Yaakov, so Haiva Nosim Imenu Ad Boker Be'esh Shisrofa L'mayasa, what does he learn from this particular din? If he says you get no Malkus because there's Eima Maisa, so what's the Pasuk tell me you're supposed to burn the next day teaching me? He's telling me, Mibarilei Lichadatan, to tell me the following din that's found in the Mishnah, Psachim Daf Pei Gimel Amad Beis, Hatzamos Va'agidim Va'anosar Yisarfu B'shisha Asar, that the bones and the sinews and the nosar of the Karban Pesach, it's left over, the next day on the 16th, the first day Chol Moed Pesach, you're supposed to burn it. And Chal Shishas Aliyos B'Shabbos. Let's say first day Chal Moed on Shabbos, you can't burn the fats and the extra stuff rather on Shabbos. Yisarfu B'Shivasar. Wait till the 17th until Sunday, which is second day Chal Moed. The Fi She'ain Dochin Lasa Shabbos Lasa Yomtiv. The burning of Kachim doesn't violate Shabbos. Cannot push off Yomtiv. Vamar Chizkiya. Chizkiya says V'Chein Tana the Beis Chizkiya. The base measure Chizkiya taught the same thing. My time. What's the reason? The Amar Kra, how could you burn on the second Chol Moed morning? Where's the source? The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Va'nosu menu ad boker, be'esh tisrofu. It says the word boker twice in the Pasuk to tell me, Ba'akaz of litain boker, sheni l'sreifa. So you should burn on the second morning if you're not allowed to burn on the first morning because of Shabbos. Okay, this is the Drasha. Now the Gemara says we're going to read this machlokas. It's a very famous machlokas, a very important machlokas. We're going to spend the tomorrow's daf learning through it, but I'll just read this machlokas and we'll end here. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye says, Kol nilsa d'amar achmana lo ta'avid im avid mahani. Anything that Torah tells you not to do, if you do it, it takes effect anyway. It's chal. Tamur is the example. We're going to go through this tomorrow. But even though the Torah says don't do lo yachlifenev, lo yamir also, if you do it, it's chal, the tamur takes effect. Why? How does he know it takes effect? If you were to think that a guy does a lav and nothing had been created, his work was ineffective, am I lucky? Why is he violating a lav? Nothing took place. The guy says, let there be tamura, let that guy die. So the guy didn't die. So I didn't do anything. So I don't get punishment. You only get punishment if your lav actually had some effect. So therefore, what?
Pigul.
I don't remember. The Gemara goes through all the different dinim. In the end, the Gemara says there's one nafkamina between the different shitas, but that's a shita. The only time you should get malchus is if your lav had actually some chalos. Comes on Rava. Rava says no. Rava Amar lamahani midi. Your lav doesn't have any effect, but you can still get malchus because haidi lucky. Why are you getting malchus? Not because you created something wrong in the world. It's simply because mishum de'avara meimar derachmanahu. You violated the word of Hashem. Hashem said don't do it, and you did it. So you get a lav for violating Hashem, not because you created anything, because simply you went against the word of Hashem. So we'll stop here, but we're going to spend again tomorrow's daf going through many, many different examples of back and forth whether or not mahani or lo mahani.
Oh, yeah.
We're the wealthiest.